Well, you know, I think they, you know, obviously you'll ask, have to ask them the questions to see ultimately what they, what their, you know, price or their ultimate points are that they measure me on. But I know how I measure myself, and I measure myself each and every day by, you know, trying to move every aspect of this organization, you know, forward. Every day you get up and you know, you think about the, you know, the National Hockey League team. What can I do to help get this better? What areas do we need to improve? You know, how are we going to improve it? You think about the farm team. You think about how are we going to, you know, develop these young players so that they're, you know, National Hockey League players. They're Winnipeg Jets. You think about the drafting side of it. You think about the scouting side of it. You manage them. And ultimately, you keep everybody on track for that common goal and that common theme. And you don't let that waver. You don't let them let, you know, self-doubt or that creep into their mindset. And, you know, you talk to them and you understand what's going on and you understand, you know, the different you know, things that are going on in the industry and in the sport, and you try and maybe find a different trend, or you find, you know, certainly something, you try to stay ahead of, you know, something or someone in the different side of it. But when I sat down with them, you know, at the beginning, when we said, this is going to take time. And, you know, as far as putting a, you know, a date and a time on it, I said, at some point in time, you know, we're going to know it's there, and we're going to feel that it's, you know, it's the right time that that this organization is on the cusp of doing something great. But until we get there, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to happen along the way. We're going to draft. We're going to develop. We're going to, you know, have young players that are going to come in here. Some of those young players are going to be given opportunities to play. There might be nights that some of those young players make mistakes. But in order for us to grow, you know, that's how we're going to do it. To go out and try and sign, you know, full teams on free agency doesn't happen anymore. You know, if it did, you know, there would be a lot of teams that, you know, would, you know, certainly have looked at it. And a lot of teams are still trying to do that. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily work. If you look at the truly successful teams, they've been able to establish a core. That core has been able to either grow together or, you know, come together at a certain point. They've been able to surround that core with better players. And, you know, even some of the stars that are playing in the league right now, if you really go back and look at their draft, you know, history and when they came into the league, a lot of teams that drafted those star players, you know, went through the struggles for many, many years before their organizations really started to take off and flourish. And some of those organizations today are the strongest within the league. But, you know, it goes back to, you know, some of the pain that those people that are in those cities that, you know, went through through the anguish of having to get to that point. For them, it was a long time at that point. But now, you know, they're reaping the benefits.